Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 13, as I've been doing the past couple of weeks in our studies of 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, there's 13 wonderful verses here. And our study will complete the chapter today of chapter number 13. We'll look at verses 10, 11, 12, and 13, if I can get through this quick enough, because I want to be in chapter 14 next week about spiritual gifts. But I want to read this whole chapter again to keep it in context of what it's all about. Then we'll look at verse number. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Again, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth to remind them about the spiritual gifts that God bestowed upon them. We looked at this in the past chapter or two. And many of them was proud and arrogant because of the spiritual gifts that they had. But Paul was telling them in this chapter that these gifts that you have, they're going to cease. They're going to fail. They're going to go away. And what you better hang on to is faith, hope, and charity. And Paul is actually encouraging them, not so much a warning. He's letting them know what's going to take place. But he's doing it for encouragement, because you have faith, hope, and charity, and you better hold on to these things, okay? So we look in verse number 10. But before we look in verse number 10, again, let's look in verse number 8 and 9, where it says, charity never faileth. It's always going to be here. But whether there be prophecies, we looked at this last week, that forthtelling. Remember that God, the Holy Ghost, had given individuals gifts of prophecies. Okay, because they didn't have the completed word of God. He says, they're going to fail. And if whether there'll be tongues, the speaking in other languages, they shall cease. Whether there'll be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And that would include other gifts. There were nine of them listed in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. Healings is one of them, where God would bestow on a certain individual the gift of healings. Well, that too will be done away with. And the question is this, well, verse number 10, or 9, but we know in part and we prophesy in part. So the question is, in verse number 10, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. So here's the question, and there's a lot of debate over this question. When is this perfect? When that which is perfect is come. Many people believe that this is referring to the coming of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is perfect, the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That many people believe that that's what verse number 10 is talking about. when that which is perfect is come, when Jesus has come, then those supernatural gifts we'd be done away with. I don't hold to that belief. I believe that what he's speaking about here is the completed word of God. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but I just want to lay a foundation as we get into this study this morning about when that which is perfect is come. In Paul's mind, it was that completed word of God, because we only had part of it. Back in Paul's day, they only had part of it. It wasn't until about AD 95 when John, the apostle, on the Isle of Patmos, received what we call the revelation of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation. That was God's final word to mankind, and God's Bible was completed. But anyway, the word perfect here in verse number 10 is the Greek word teleos. And the word, that word perfect, it means to be finished, brought to its end, to be complete. There's different meanings of the word perfect. Sometimes it means mature, as a man would grow in the Lord. It talks about being perfect. Well, nobody's perfect. Nobody is sinless. It's talking about being mature in Christ. The word here, perfect, literally means, again, it means finished. It means brought to an end. It means complete. So just the meaning of that word cannot mean the Lord Jesus Christ. When it talks about when it's completed, because Jesus is God and all in all. Are you following? And it talks about brought to its end. Well, Jesus Christ is, he says, I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last and everything in between. So this word perfect cannot refer to Jesus Christ. It must refer to something else. And I'm not in the Greek language. Doug is here. Temple Meek is out preaching somewhere. They're the Greek theologians. But I did look this up. The word is it neuter? The word's a neuter word, okay? Okay, that means nothing to y'all but to Doug and these smart aleck guys. I have a hard enough time with English. But it's a neuter meaning, and it's not masculine or something. It doesn't refer to a person. It refers to, Doug was neuter, referred, kind of a thing. It's a noun, a thing. Okay, so there's a couple reasons that the word perfect cannot refer to Jesus in the Greek, and I'm not a Greek scholar. And even if you didn't know the Greek, okay, by the way, I like this idea. The Bible's formatted so even the smallest child can understand. Amen, preacher. Okay, you don't have to have all of the language, and it's good to have the language. It's good, I'm not taking nothing, but God can put the Bible together and makes it so that even simple-minded, the simplest of minds, could understand what he's saying here. So the word perfect is the Greek word. It means finished, brought to its end, complete. This is speaking of the finished, completed word of God. We'll look at that in just a minute. The Bible, God's divine library of 66 divinely inspired books of over 40 different authors in a span of 1,500 years, God's word now is complete. We don't have any other final revelation, even though there's been other religions and others that, whether it's the Book of Mormon and other things, that angels revealed truths or God revealed other truths. No, all we need now is God's completed word. That's enough for me. By the way, ain't it enough? It's God's word, okay? God's word is complete. Matter of fact, Revelation 22, and I won't go to that, time won't allow it, verses 18 and 19 talks about God's word. If any man takes away from God's word or adds to God's word, awful things will happen to you. Don't mess with God's word because it's complete. It's final, so don't add to it and don't take away from it. Why? Because it's complete. It's perfect.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.